Live from the historic parsonage of the 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now, here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Thursday on the 17th day of September, 2020. And I am thrilled to have back for the second day in a row, Jeff Thomas. He was, before retirement, pastor at Alfred Place Baptist Church of Aberystwyth, Wales, for over 50 years. He is an author. He is a conference speaker. He is very much recognized and appreciated and beloved by all those who love the banner of truth, whether it be their conferences or their books. And he has been published by the Banner of Truth and by Reformation Heritage Books. And today we are speaking in our second day on discussion on the Holy Spirit. We are specifically addressing asking for the Holy Spirit. And it's my honor and privilege to welcome you back for the second day in a row here on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Reverend Jeff Thomas.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. It's flown by the last hours. I've been to my oldest daughter's birthday party today. She's 55 years of age, and so we drove across London. She's married to a pastor here, and he's a fine preacher, and he's written a wonderful commentary on the Book of Proverbs. Big, fat, well in commentary on Proverbs, Gary Brady, and she's a Larry Brady, and so we've had a blessed day with her.
Well, I've got to get your son-in-law on my program to discuss that commentary.
Very good, very good.
Hopefully he'll be agreeable to that.
He's just, he would be excellent. He's just written an essay in a group of men. One of Dr. Jones's essays and Michael Haken and others on the Pilgrim Fathers, the Mayflower, going over, and it's due out on November the 1st. And he's written one of the essays on one of the main characters there that sailed across all those years ago, the Pilgrim Fathers. So he's a busy, happy writer and preacher.
Well, praise God. Well, with someone like Dr. Michael Haken affiliated with that project, it must be very worthwhile, because I happen to love Dr. Haken and have had him interviewed on this program quite a number of times.
I'm sure.
Well, why don't you let our listeners know again, for the sake of those especially who have never heard you on this program before, let them know about Alfred Place Baptist Church of Aberystwyth, Wales, where you were the pastor for over 50 years, and in, which is now being pastored by your grandson.
Yeah. Well, it's a building that's 150 years old, and I'm going to be speaking to them in the months to come on the 150th anniversary of that building. And it's the oldest meeting place in town. It's in the next block to the sea. It's a resort area, it's a university town, and I was favored to have three or four men in the church when I went there in 1965 who were praying for God to make it a Bible pulpit and a Bible congregation. And they were godly men, and they supported me as we went through some tense times, but the Lord kept me and honored them. And now it's a gospel congregation, but of course with the coronavirus, it's having to not meet on a Sunday, but to watch the programs as they're zoomed into the people's homes. So we hope that the days will come when not only there, but through the Western world, we'll be back to our gatherings together. How we miss singing together and speaking and hugging one another in Christian love.
Praise God. Yes, it's quite sad to see. It appears that the UK and the Republic of Ireland have had stricter shutdown laws, quarantine laws in regard to the coronavirus. And in fact, I know of a listener overseas that way, who is a member of a church, theologically solid church, but the government has prohibited all churches from even singing in the church.
Yeah.
And they have complied with that, and that's a very sad situation, because they're actually being compelled by the government to, I believe, disobey God in a command to sing in the church.
It's a very sad situation.
Yes, well, we would pray that these bans are lifted in the very near future.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
anybody wants further information about Alfred Place Baptist Church, go to alfredplacechurch.org.uk, alfredplacechurch.org.uk. As I said earlier, when I announced you, we are now entering into our second day of discussions, 2 days back-to-back, on the Holy Spirit. And yesterday you addressed the Holy Spirit is God, and today we are addressing asking for the Holy Spirit. And this is something that perhaps you agree with me. This is a subject that perhaps those that are closest to you and me in their theology might be neglectful of this issue. Very often we, on this program, address things that other theological circles and denominations and fellowships and brotherhoods are neglectful over or are downright in opposition to things that we hold dear. But today may be an issue that especially our Reformed brethren can learn greatly from and correct some errors. But if you could let us know why asking for the Holy Spirit was such a important issue for you to want to discuss this today.
Well, the words of Jesus, if he says anything, then it's crucially important. And he says, if you then, though you're evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And you know, he says that in Luke's Gospel and the 11th chapter and verse 13. And he backs it up, doesn't he, with some great exhortations and great promises. Ask, it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. To him who knocks, the door will be open. Now, the first thing I want to say about these words is that they don't belong to everybody indiscriminately. You can't put such words of Jesus on a notice board outside the church, ask and it will be given to you, because people won't understand. There's a man walking by in the street and he looks at those words. Ask and I'll receive. Sounds good to me, he says. I'll ask that I can have that woman. I'll ask for money to get a holiday in Las Vegas, last year I'll win in the gambling machines there. Alaska, I'll win the lottery. I'm encouraged to believe. I'll win it because God says, ask, and it will be given you. Well, you know that's wrong. That, this is not a promiscuous promise. It's curtailed in our text. How much more will your Father in heaven give to those who ask him? Your Father. These words are spoken to the children of God, to Jesus' disciples. They're part of a discourse on prayer. His followers are just moved, touched by his praying, and they say, ah, teach us to pray. John taught his disciples. And these words are about what our Heavenly Father will do for those who are his longing children. And if today you're a child of God, you may be a very young child of God. It may be last Sunday that there was a touch of God on your life. And you know things are different. And this is your promise. If you're a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've received God's Son as Messiah and Savior, then you've been given the right to be called a son of God. He's your Father in heaven. And his promise is your own promise. It's not the promise of anyone else. It's the promise of the twice-born. It's the promise of the elect of God. If you are spurning Jesus Christ and you're obeying another Lord, and if you are rejecting the privilege of being adopted into the family of God, it's not your promise. It's a promise for the sons of the Father. It's a promise for disciples. So, some of you listening, I don't want to give comfort from these words to you until you have settled this issue. It's not at all true that if you ask for something, God is bound to give it to you. And so what I'm asking is, have you any claims whatsoever on this promise? Are you a child of God? Are you a disciple of Christ who wants to be taught about him, about being given the Holy Spirit, how to pray properly? And I'm saying that there is a very real possibility that men pray to God and he won't answer because they are asking amiss. They're asking for things to consume them on their own lusts. They are asking while they tenderly regard and defend sin, wickedness in their own hearts. They're asking God for forgiveness and mercy while they entertain no mercy at all for those who have offended them. And we're told that in such cases, God won't hear us. And we've no right to take these great words, which everybody can quote, ask and it will be given you, and believe they are an assurance that our whims and our fancies will be met, because this is a great family promise for the household of faith. When God's own children ask for these things that are pleasing to their Father, then God will give them to them. That's the first thing I wanted to say. And the second thing I want to say is, this promise is not urging unbelievers to seek for the Lord or seek for his Spirit. Now, I want to encourage you, listen to this broadcast every time it's on the air. And make Sunday a special day, a different day, in which you say, I don't worship my business, but I worship the Lord, and I go to a church to hear the word of God preached, and I won't be absent. and I want you to go on and seek to understand and learn and obey what God says. And if you're asking God for a closer walk with him and seeking greater trust in him and knocking for entry into the deepest fellowship with him, oh, keep on doing that, my brother, my sister. Indeed, I do believe that in such longings and some yearnings, there is saving faith. There is the possession of Christ's salvation in the actual asking and seeking and knocking. I mean, could you say to me this afternoon, I don't know. I'm not certain if I have him. But I know this, if I had him, I'd be safe. Oh, can you say that? You know, that's a Christian. Only a Christian thinks and speaks like that. So I'm saying, oh, do search for a gospel church and sit under the best ministry every Sunday you can hear. But I don't believe at all that this amazing men and women who are in unbelief seek Christ. Indeed, I think that the New Testament language is quite the opposite. It doesn't show us people seeking Christ. In fact, it says categorically there is none seeking God. But what we find in the Bible is the Lord seeking men and women. God is seeking you. He made you turn on this program today. And you're gripped. And you're listening. And you are hanging around Christian friends and listening to their conversation. And you like to hear more of forgiveness and pardon through Jesus Christ. And you're starting to pick up that Bible and some Christian books that you've been given, and there are people, I believe, praying for you. And God, in all of this, is showing evidence he is seeking you. Now, I'm afraid that a great deal of what men refer to as they are seeking is the seeking of a better invitation than they've had so far. You're wanting to hear the gospel with more excitement, with more goose flesh. You are wanting to feel the tingle factor. You're waiting to hear it more persuasively. You don't want to make that lonely, painful, personal, conscience-driven, intellectual decision all by yourself. From now on, I'm going to entrust myself to Jesus Christ forever. Why not? Why are you waiting? Why are you saying, I've got to have the tingles first. I've got to have the goose pimples. I've got to have the hair on the back of my neck standing on end. Why? Why are you insisting on that? Here is Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God. He says, come to me and I will give you rest. And coming to him is presenting yourself just as you are. Not just as you are plus the tingles, but going to him and saying, here I am, Lord. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ today isn't an object that you have to search for, as if he was somehow lost and buried in some mysterious place, in a cave in the Himalayas, on a desert island in the South Seas, some inaccessible and forbidding spot. It's not as true for a single moment that the Savior, that the Holy Spirit is so far from you, but you've got to seek him, because on this program. He is near you. In the preaching of the Bible, he's near you. In the word of faith that I'm speaking, that word is nigh you. And your task and your obligation and your privilege is not to be seeking him and not shaking your head that it's so difficult to find Jesus Christ. Oh, no, 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 my friend. He is the one seeking. And he is so near that as you hear these words, he's seeking you now. You don't need to go away from where you now are and say, well, if I go to my bedroom or I go to the garden or go to climb a mountain. No, no, there's no need for you to leave your chair. He's not to be sought for. He is the one who has sought you and found you. These words to unbelievers are not seek. He's not saying go and look in and in and in into the depths of your experience and your emotions. He says, I'm here. I'm here. So you stretch out your hand to me. You come to me now because I've been seeking for you. He's not seeking your seeking. He's not seeking more intense seeking or deeply emotional seeking. He's not seeking weepy seeking or sighing seeking. He's watching to see if you will receive him into your life as your prophet and priest and king. He's saying to you, come, come to me. And here's the door. I'm the door. Enter it. He's not saying, keep looking for the door. Oh, no. He is the door. Knock on that door and he will open it. I'm that door. And you may enter through it. So I'm saying to you, God is not saying, seek for me. God has been seeking for you. And he found you again this afternoon.
Praise God. We have a listener in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, named Laszlo, who has a question for you. What is the difference between when the Holy Spirit fills a person, when that person is born again, versus when the Holy Spirit descends upon a person, e.g. upon Christ at his baptism, upon the apostles at Pentecost, upon the Ephesian elders, etc.? If you could answer that.
Well, those were great events in redemptive history, weren't they? There was an anointing of our Lord. He'd been 30 years a carpenter's son in Nazareth, and now he's been given the beginning of the three most wonderful years this world has ever seen or ever will see. When the common people heard him gladly, when he healed all that came to him, when he made atonement for our sins, when he rose from the dead, when he ascended into heaven. And he couldn't do that by his wits and his carpenter skills. He needed the Holy Spirit for that particular ministry that began then. He'd had the Spirit before, of course, that had kept him from sin. And so it was, then they had the blessings of the Holy Spirit in being companions of Jesus Christ for 3 years, but now they were beginning a new ministry. As the Father sent me, so I send you. As the Father gave me the Holy Spirit for the ministry, so I'm going to give you, just wait in Jerusalem, he says, and the Holy Spirit comes upon them. And then to Samaritans, our muddled people there, he comes, and the apostles come, and lay their hands on those who have heard and believed, and they receive the Holy Spirit too. And then Gentiles in Cornelius's household, and then the 12 disciples of John that haven't heard yet about Jesus and his resurrection, until all the world, every Christian all over the world, just like every Christian today all over the world, has the Holy Spirit. That's how life begins. We begin by a birth from above, born of the Spirit. And so there were events in redemptive history which were unique at that time, but the same principle, the beginning by the Spirit of new life in Christ, that stands firm until we see him face to face.
Amen. Well, thank you, Laszlo, and keep listening to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and spreading the word about this program in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and beyond. We're going to our first break right now. If anybody else would like to join us on the air with your own question, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. As always, give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence. If you live outside the USA, only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Let's say you disagree with your own pastors on this issue about something that we're saying, or you're a pastor, you disagree with the predominant number of members in your congregation or even your denomination. Well, whatever the case may be that would compel you to remain anonymous when it's a personal matter, please feel free to do so. But if it's just a general question on theology, then please at least provide your first name, city and state, and country of residence. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Jeff Thomas on Asking for the Holy Spirit right after these messages from our sponsors.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President and Professor of Systematic and Homiletical Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Taylor, South Carolina. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck White at the First Trinity Lutheran Church in Tonawanda, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Anthony Mathenia of Christ Church in Radford, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jesse Miller of Damascus Road Christian Church in Gardnerville, Nevada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Bruce Bennett of Word of Truth Church in Farmerville, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rodney Brown of Metro Bible Church in Southlake, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jim Harrison of Red Mills Baptist Church in Mayapack Falls, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Thrivent Financial is not your typical financial services provider. As a membership organization, we help Christians be wise with money and live generously every day. And for the fourth year in a row, we were named one of the world's most ethical companies by the Ethisphere Institute, a leading international think tank dedicated to the creation, advancement, and sharing of best practices in business ethics. Contact me, Mike Gallagher, financial consultant, at 717-254-6433. Again, 717-254-6433 to learn more about the Thrivent Difference.
We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life.
Blending faith, finances, and generosity. That's the Thrivent story.
We were made to thrive.
Here's what Gary DeMar, president of American Vision, had to say about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio recently.
Good to be back, Chris. I always enjoy our time. I have to say you're one of the better interviewers out there, and I've been doing this for more than 30 years.
Wow, that's some compliment. How much do I owe you for that?
you don't have to owe me anything. So we're in good shape.
I'm glad you said it on the air, so I don't have to brag about myself.
Tell your friends and loved ones about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, airing live Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time at IronSharpensIronRadio.com.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest in buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nestle Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
Was your business shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic, depriving you of earning any money, causing you to default on your rent as you try to survive without income? Maybe you've had to close your doors for good. The good news, you thought, was that you purchased business interruption insurance as a part of your business liability policy with a major insurance company who told you they are a good neighbor, or that you would be in good hands. You filed a claim only to be told that it was denied due to the pandemic exclusion clause. The pandemic exclusion? Since 2006, most insurance companies added this clause to enable them to deny your income loss claims in the event of a worldwide pandemic. Do not give up. No matter what state you live in, call Buttafuoco & Associates now at 1-800-669-4878. Buttafuoco & Associates is a part of a large multi-district litigation, and they are working with lead counsel to bring what they believe will be a successful lawsuit for these claims. It is the best way for you to proceed. There's absolutely no risk to you. You do not have to pay them out of pocket, and there is no fee unless you recover on your claim. You need to call 1-800-669-4878 right now. Trust the law firm where the attorneys at one of the largest business firms on Long Island, New York, are sending their own clients for representation during this lawsuit. Buttafuoco & Associates, here to help business owners rebuild their lives in the wake of the pandemic. Call 1-800-669-4878.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, Professor of Apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Corum, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Corum, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
Chris Arnson, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit GetWorldNow.com today. Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at WNG.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group, .org/podcast.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And please don't forget, folks, that Solid Ground Christian Books is a primary supporter of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We would likely not exist any longer should they have to discontinue advertising with us, barring a miracle of God. So please support those who support this show as much as you can, including Solid Ground Christian Books. And believe me, you're not going to be just doing them and us a favor by doing so. You will be obtaining from them the finest in Christian literature from the past and present at solid-ground-books.com, solid-ground-books.com. And please always remember to mention Chris Arnes at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio whenever you're making a purchase from solid-ground-books.com. And I know my guest, Jeff Thomas, is also a great lover of Solid Ground Christian Books and of its founder, Mike Gaidosh. Am I not right, brother?
I am, yes. I am much in debt to him for the great encouragement he's been to me and the way he promotes the books I've written.
Amen. Well, we are now back with our discussion on asking for the Holy Spirit. If you would like a if you would like to submit a question of your own, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com. chrisarnzen@gmail.com. And before I have you continue on with your own thoughts on this very important subject, we do have John in Bangor, Maine, who wants to know, or who says, I know that you are a great lover of the late Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones from hearing you on previous interviews on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, and also having heard you quote Dr. Lloyd-Jones so lovingly and admiringly in sermons and in lectures. But I was wondering if you agreed with Dr. Jones's understanding of a second blessing. From what I have heard, the charismatic movement has taken things that he has believed and taught and written and twisted them to put a seal of approval on their own views of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you could please comment on whether or not I am correct.
I think that latter part is true. They try to make him what they call a reformed charismatic. Dr. Lloyd-Jones pointed out something that was very important, that there should be a freshness, a loving intimacy, a new delight in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. There should be a light that surprises us as we read the Word, as we sing a hymn, as we find ourselves in tears at the end of the sermon that the pastor has brought to us, that we should find our hearts being warmed, and that there should be then an experiential relationship with Jesus Christ, that it should never become a mere form. It's possible for a church to become lukewarm, and an individual Christian to leave their first love. And the Savior warns us about that in his word. And Dr. Lloyd-Jones was so concerned about that. And as then the movement in rediscovering the Reformation and the Evangelical Awakening and the great men of Princeton and the New College and Robert Murray McShane and all those wonderful men and the books that they wrote, the Puritan books, he was so afraid that people would be satisfied just with the bare teaching. And he was saying, it won't do merely to recite and exegete scripture and give the correct interpretation of it. But there must be more pathos in our ministries that will touch cold hearts. And that is why he called it the baptism of the Spirit. And when we said, well, you know how that's been abused by other people. Well, traditionally, he said, that's what the Calvinistic Methodist Church in Wales called it. And the men in Scotland, the fillings of the Holy Spirit that help men in their ministries. And so I might not have used the terminology that Dr. Lloyd-Jones used, but I did agree with him. My own cold heart told me I needed a fresh wind, a warm wind from heaven to warm it up, to help me to be a better man of God.
And Westminster Chapel did eventually become a charismatic church, did it not, after Dr. Lloyd-Jones went to the Lord for eternity?
That's right, yes. He had a very good man called Glen Owen who followed him for 5.5 years before he went to Canada, to Toronto, to Knox Presbyterian Church, and then they were searching, and there was a dispiritedness about the congregation. There was a sort of, après moi la deluge, after me, the flood's going to come, there's no one now. And then an American went there, and he introduced a lot of this charismatic and Pentecostal teaching. And the church never flourished. And when I worshipped there last year, there were about 200 in the morning service in a building that holds 1,800. And I would imagine all but 30 of them were under 22, 23 years of age. So it knew enormous decline.
And folks, I just want to let you know that when I bring up things like this, I'm not trying to disparage my charismatic and Pentecostal brethren, and I am a Reformed Christian and a cessationist, and I am not ashamed of my beliefs, so I do speak of them boldly and with the understanding that I do have friends and fellowship with a wide range of Christians of different denominations and theological perspectives. Of course, I am not into the, nor do I support the modern ecumenical movement where we embrace and link arms with those that deny the gospel. But I do have friends that are non-cessationist and even charismatic and Pentecostal. I just disagree with them strongly on their views on the sign gifts. I'll take one more question before I have you continue in your own train of thought here. In fact, I'll take this one last question and we'll have you continue when we return from the break. But the question is from Susan Margaret in Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, who asks, when we ask for the Holy Spirit, are you saying that different Christians have a different measure of the presence of the Holy Spirit within them?
I'm saying that there are different ministries and that there are living services that we give to God, that He places us then in certain circumstances where He will kick the props away from under us, and He will teach us that we can only survive by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we will learn then, without Him we can do nothing. It is not that we can do the simple things. The simple things are the most challenging things. Daily prayer, a simple thing. Very, the most difficult thing a Christian can do. And so He then comes as a great doctor, as a great teacher, as the lover of our souls. And he comes and he enables us to see that we've been relying far too much on our wits or on past blessings, yesterday's blessings, are too late for today. And he shows us our weakness, and he makes us cry then to him, fill me again with your Holy Spirit. Come and bless me and help me. And this is what I intend to speak upon in this next session. I'll open up this brief answer that I've given to you when Chris gives me the go-ahead.
Okay, I will, and we're going to be going to our midway break right now. Remember, folks, this is a longer than normal break because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, requires of us a longer break in the middle because the FCC requires of them localizing their programming to Lake City, Florida, where they are located. And that goes with Iron Sharpens Iron Radio as well, because they air this program twice a day in a pre-recorded format, both in morning drive and 8 to 10 in the evening. So, please be patient with us as we take this longer than normal break. Use this time wisely. Write down as much of the information as you can for as many of our advertisers as you can so that you can more frequently and successfully respond to those ads and patronize our advertisers whenever possible, even if responding to them means that you're just sending them an email or giving them a phone call to thank them for sponsoring Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Sometimes our advertisers, like let's say it's a church, you have your own church that you love, and you're not going to be traveling to the area that our advertising church is located in, and so therefore you're not going to make use of them by joining them or visiting them, but you can call them or email them and say, please continue to sponsor Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. It means a lot to me that you sponsor them. I thank you so much, etc. So please reach out to our advertisers because we want to keep them happy so that they continue to advertise with us. And therefore we, God willing, subsequently will remain on the air for a longer future. So please write down the information those advertisers provide, and also write down questions for Jeff Thomas on asking for the Holy Spirit, and send them to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and as always, give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence. If you live outside the USA, only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Jeff Thomas and asking for the Holy Spirit right after these messages from our sponsors.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio depends upon the financial support of fine Christian organizations to remain on the air, like the Historical Bible Society. The Historical Bible Society maintains a collection of Christian books, manuscripts, and Bibles of historical significance spanning nearly 1,000 years. The mission of HBS is the preservation and public display of ancient scripture, dissemination of scripture, to provide tools equipping believers in Christian apologetics with evidence for the Bible's reliability, and to introduce Reformation literature and Christian art to a broader audience. Since 2004, HBS has toured schools and churches throughout the Northeast United States, reaching thousands of believers and non-believers alike who are hungry for knowledge of the Bible. HBS's founder, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, is committed to sharing this collection along with an inspirational historical message that will captivate you and your church. Come journey through their website, historicalbiblesociety.org. The collection includes a complete 11th century Bible, an actual page of the Gutenberg Bible from 1455, the first book ever printed, the Geneva Bible, the 1611 King James Bible, and much, much more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org today. Thank you, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, for your faithful support of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so, and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's L-E-E-S, drugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Banu Gotti. I'm a pharmacist in New York, which is the epicenter of the latest crisis the world is going through. In Psalm 139, verse 14, the psalmist offers praise to the Lord like this: I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and wondrous are your works that my soul knows very well. He saw God's goodness and mercy, kindness, and the beauty in what God has designed, and he has erupted into praise. In any crisis or problem, brothers and sisters, our only fallback position is to trust God's design. And once we do, there is nothing for us to do but to erupt in praise to him. When the whole world is searching for a solution, God, in his infinite mercy, has given us what we need to address this illness, which can be very serious. Such is the beauty of his design. Knowing that design, how can we not erupt in praise to our great God like the psalmist did? May God bless you and give all of us wisdom to see greater things in his design. Thank you.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joe Moorcraft, pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church in Cumming, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Anthony Uvino, founder of TheReformRookie.com and co-founder of New York Apologetics, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tim Bushong of Syracuse Baptist Church in Syracuse, Indiana, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Eli Ayala, founder of Revealed Apologetics and staff member with the Historical Bible Society, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Josh Miller of Grace Bible Fellowship Church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Joe Bianchi, president of Calvary Press Publishing in Greenville, South Carolina, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jake Korn of Switzerland Community Church in Switzerland, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries and the Dividing Line webcast here. Although God has brought me all over the globe for many years to teach, preach, and debate at numerous venues, some of my very fondest memories are from those precious times of fellowship with Pastor Rich Jensen and the brethren at Hope Reformed Baptist Church, now located at their new beautiful facilities in Coram, Long Island, New York. I've had the privilege of opening God's Word from their pulpit on many occasions, have led youth retreats for them, and have always been thrilled to see their members filling many seats at my New York debates. I do not hesitate to highly recommend Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, to anyone who wants to be accurately taught, discipled, and edified by the Holy Scriptures, and to be surrounded by truly loving and caring brothers and sisters in Christ. I also want to congratulate Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram for the recent appointment of Pastor Rich Jensen's co-elder, Pastor Christopher McDowell. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, that you heard about them from James White on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Chris Arnzen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit GetWorldNow.com today. Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at WNG.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group, .org/podcast.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402, or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
Iron Sharpens Iron welcomes Solid Rock Remodeling to our family of sponsors. Serving South Central Pennsylvania, Solid Rock Remodeling is focused on discovering, understanding, and exceeding your expectations. They deliver personalized project solutions with exceptional results. Solid Rock Remodeling offers a full range of home renovations, including kitchen and bath remodeling, decks, porches, windows and doors, roof and siding, and more. For a clear, detailed professional estimate, call this trustworthy team of problem solvers who provide superior results that stand the test of time. Call Solid Rock Remodeling at 717-697-1981.
717-697-1981, or visit SolidRockRemodeling.com. That's SolidRockRemodeling.com. Solid Rock Remodeling, bringing new life to your home.
Every day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ, staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333, or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
Was your business shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic, depriving you of earning any money, causing you to default on your rent as you try to survive without income? Maybe you've had to close your doors for good. The good news, you thought, was that you purchased business interruption insurance as a part of your business liability policy with a major insurance company who told you they are a good neighbor, or that you would be in good hands. You filed a claim only to be told that it was denied due to the pandemic exclusion clause. The pandemic exclusion? Since 2006, most insurance companies added this clause to enable them to deny your income loss claims in the event of a worldwide pandemic. Do not give up. No matter what state you live in, call Buttafuoco & Associates now at 1-800-669-4878. Buttafuoco & Associates is a part of a large multi-district litigation, and they are working with lead counsel to bring what they believe will be a successful lawsuit for these claims. It is the best way for you to proceed. There's absolutely no risk to you. You do not have to pay them out of pocket, and there is no fee unless you recover on your claim. You need to call 1-800-669-4878 right now. Trust the law firm where the attorneys at one of the largest business firms on Long Island, New York, are sending their own clients for representation during this lawsuit. Buttafuoco & Associates, here to help business owners rebuild their lives in the wake of the pandemic. Call 1-800-669-4878.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor, frequent co-host with Chris Arnson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I would like to introduce you to my good friends Todd and Patty Jennings at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Todd and Patty specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable to everyone. Since 1987, the family-owned and operated book service has sought to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means that you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting material promoted by the secular book vendors. Their website is cvbbs.com. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence as Todd and Patty work in service to you, the church, and to Christ. That's Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Let Todd and Patty know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And you can also call cvbbs.com to place your order. Toll-free at 800-656-0231, 800-656-0231. Please remember, you can only get in touch with somebody through that number if you call Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. There is no voicemail on that line, and there is no one answering that line other than Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I also have a request. When you purchase books from CVBBS.com, Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, since Solid Ground Christian Books is also a sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, and Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher, while CVBBS.com is a book distributor carrying many publishers' titles, I would ask that you go to solid-ground-books.com first. Make a long list of books that you want to order from them, and then you can order them at cvbbs.com, because that way you are helping both of our clients at the same time, and neither of them is hurt by this process, because cvbbs.com has to purchase the books that you order for Solid Ground Christian Books. They have to purchase them from Solid Ground Christian Books anyway, so it all works out in the long run, where both are blessed. So please do that, because we want to keep both of our book-related advertisers happy. Well, so folks, we are going to be returning momentarily to our discussion on asking for the Holy Spirit with our guest Jeff Thomas today. But before that, we just have some important announcements to make. Tomorrow, we have a first-time guest joining us on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Aaron Brewster. He is the host of Truth Love Parent, and we are going to be addressing the challenges of Christian parenting today. That's tomorrow, Friday, the 18th of September, here on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Also, on Monday, we have a first-time guest. We have Mike Lindell, the My Pillow guy, joining us. He's not going to be talking about pillows, though. He is going to be talking about his autobiography, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? He is going to be giving his testimony on how he plunged to the depths of addiction and nearly destroyed himself, body and soul, through that addiction and through rebelling against God, but was mercifully rescued by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and saved and made whole and made a new man. And he is clean and sober and actually working on establishing his own rehabilitation and recovery ministry. So I am very excited to have this discussion for the very first time with Mike Lindell this Monday on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. He will be on only, unfortunately, for the first half hour. He can only spare that much time. He's doing a lot of work in the political arena, candidating for, or campusing, or however you want to phrase it, for President Donald Trump, and doing other things, so he can only squeeze in a half hour for us, but we are grateful for that. He's going to be followed by an interview with Mike Gadosh and another individual who's an author on the book, a book that is basically a biography of Judas Iscariot, which is going to be a fascinating discussion, I'm sure. And we have guests on every day, Monday through Friday, every week on this show, so make sure you try to tune in as much as possible. Also, folks, if you love this show and you don't want it to disappear from the airwaves, please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You could donate instantly with a debit or credit card by doing that. And if you prefer snail mail, you can also mail in a check made payable to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to the address that appears on the screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com. You could also advertise with us, as long as whatever it is you're promoting is compatible with what we believe. You don't have to believe identically with me. to advertise, but you do need to be promoting something that is at the very least compatible with what I believe. So send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put advertising in the subject line. Please, folks, as I try to remember to remind you every day, please never siphon money away from your regular giving to your local church in order to give to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. In other words, don't give your church less than you normally do because you want to bless us financially. And never also put your family in financial jeopardy if you are really struggling to survive and make ends meet. By giving to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, putting yourself deeper in the hole, etc. Those two things are commands of God in Scripture, providing for your church and your family. Providing for my radio show, as much as it is very important to me, is not a command of God, obviously. But please, if you are financially blessed above and beyond your ability to obey those two commands, to provide for your church and family, if you do have finances available because you haven't been, for instance, going out fine dining lately because of the quarantining going on that still is occurring in many parts of the United States where things are where restaurants are closed down or at least very limited in what they can do. Perhaps you're not going to the movies anymore right now. Perhaps you are not going to the theater to see theatrical performances and plays. Perhaps you're not going to concerts. Perhaps you're not going to Bible conferences. Well, there's many other things that people do recreationally, your favorite sporting events and so on, that you haven't been doing because of the coronavirus pandemic hysteria. Well, the money that you've been saving doing those things or by not doing those things, share some of that that money with us, if not all of it, to help us remain on the air, if indeed you love the show and you don't want us to disappear. Go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. Also, folks, if you're not a member of a local Bible-believing church, please, if I can help you, God willing, find a church in your area. And I have already helped people all over the planet Earth find churches, sometimes within a couple of minutes drive from where they live, that they didn't even know existed. And I'm talking about all over the world I've helped people find churches, whether it be churches where they have visited and joined and become members there, or when they're going on vacation and they are not familiar with the area or they are visiting, they want a good solid church to attend while they're there, or they have family, friends, and loved ones who are not members of good Bible-believing churches. I can help you, God willing, with these lists I have of churches all over the world that are biblically faithful. Send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. I want to thank James, who just today asked for a church in Northeast Philadelphia area because he's moving there. And I will, God willing, this evening or tomorrow, get you a list of churches that I would recommend that you visit. Thank you, James, for reaching out to us. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. That's also the email address where you can send in a question to our guest, Jeff Thomas, on asking for the Holy Spirit, chrisarnson@gmail.com. Please give us your first name, at least your city and state of residence and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. And Jeff, if you could pick up where you wanted to express in your own words some more very important things that you want our listeners to be blessed by and to be edified by and to be further equipped to be even more ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within them.
Amen. Amen. Well then, what should we as Christians ask for? What should we plead? What should we knock on the gates of heaven for? And I'm saying this, that we should ask God to fulfill all his promises. We should ask ourselves as we start to pray, do I have a promise? I don't mean whether you have one emotionally, one that grips you and zaps you and takes your strength from you and touches you. There are such consequences to reading and especially hearing the Word of God preached with the Holy Spirit. Thank God for that. That's not my concern now. In this great inspired word that comes from another better place, with its jots and tittles inspired by God, of which the Savior said, your word is truth, is there in this book a promise? And is that promise mine simply on the basis that I am a child of God? Well, yes, of course, you say. There's such a promise. There are many great and precious promises, and they are mine. And so when I worship God, I can pray with confidence that God will fulfill what he has promised to me and every Christian. And they are the limits of God's obligations. What he's promised, he'll give. But no more. He hasn't promised, for example, I'll get A grades in all my exams. He hasn't promised that I'll never get coronavirus, that I'll be cured of every ailment and disease I contract. He hasn't promised me riches, or marriage, or children, or a long life. He hasn't promised that I shall see a mighty religious awakening in my lifetime. And where there are no promises, then God has not bound himself to us. But every promise that he's made, he's going to fulfill. He will work all things together for my good. He will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. He's promised nothing shall ever separate me from his love. He's promised I'll be able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He's promised that I learn in whatever state I'm in to be content. He's promised that the good work he has begun in me, he will complete in the day of Christ. What he has promised, he will perform effectually. And that is what we pray for. All our certainty and assurance is based on such promises. So, you may ask me for the fulfillment of any promise. Plead for it. Knock on the door of the promises. And every expectation and confidence must have a promise. And I can begin to doubt God and question his faithfulness when I discover him breaking his promises. It's not when he fails my expectations or doesn't grant my whims that I'm justified in being angry with him. But when his solemn promises begin to fail, I may doubt him. So he has promised about the Holy Spirit that he will pour him out in the last days. He said it to Joel, and it was fulfilled at Pentecost and in the Acts of the Apostles, and ever since. And Jesus says here, if you ask for an egg, if your child asks for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? If you are not a perfect man, but you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? You see how he spells it out in such a fascinating way. Daddy, give me some fish. I'll give you something. You snarl and you throw me a viper. Not at all. That never happens. We never treat our children in this way. We know how to give good gifts to our children. Your Heavenly Father knows about giving the Holy Spirit to those who ask. You see that? That's the word. Ask. Did he say agonize? Did he say those totally yielded? Did he say those who make full surrender? Those who are completely dedicated, who renounce all sin, who lay everything on the altar, who body, soul, and spirit are yielded perfectly, who struggle for him, who lie on, roll on the floor, and cry and weep, and then perhaps when you've fulfilled every condition perfectly with 100% faith, then you might have the Spirit. No, none of those things. Ask for him. says Jesus. The Holy Spirit gives the Holy, the Father gives the Holy Spirit. Not to those who have wrested out of the Father's reluctant hands the Holy Spirit. But it's a gift. He gives it. And a gift isn't earned. A gift isn't won by a price or a merit. When I worked for the coal board and paid out the miners, they didn't thank me with tears in their eyes for their pay packets. They'd worked hard for them. I was giving them nothing. They'd earned their pay. God doesn't make us work to have the Holy Spirit. He's gracious. It's a gift. The coming of the day of Pentecost is because he promised, and he came upon them at that time, without money, without price. And so you and I should ask for the Spirit to live the Christian life. That's the context. The context is, Lord, teach us how to pray. And he tells them a parable that assures them God hears. And he says, ask for the Holy Spirit. The road is long. The road is hard going. You have to love God with all your heart. You have to love your neighbor as yourself. You have to present your body a living sacrifice to God every day. You have to be filled with the Spirit. It's a life of great ethical stringency, of demanding, relentless, arduous labor. The load is heavy, and we who are strong have to bear the burdens of the weak. And he lays down principle upon principle. The Sermon on the Mount, family life. Before the watching world, we start to think, who can be saved? How can any man live like that? And so he says, ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Seek the grace. The energy for the Christian life comes to us by the Holy Spirit. And when we say, oh Lord, I can't be the kind of Christian, I can't be a preacher, I can't be the wife I should be, the husband, I can't. Jesus knows what you're thinking. And he's encouraging us with this great promise. When we think, this is impossible, Jesus says, have you thought of asking? Have you thought of seeking? Have you thought of knocking? And you'll get what you want. Ask for the Holy Spirit to help you. Christian life isn't an impossibly unattainable life. It's the road that God stretches out before us. And if we're not walking that road, we won't reach glory. So the Lord teaches us about praying, that we live with him and follow him on the road to heaven. So, is that what you want? Are you hungering and thirsting after righteousness? Do you say, well, to me, to live is Christ? This one thing I do. Are you saying that? If not, why not? What's more important? Do you say, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee? Then ask for grace. Be that kind of man, that kind of woman. Be a proper Christian boy or girl. Don't be half a Christian and half a follower of the world. This promise of getting the Holy Spirit has nothing to do with tongue speaking or being the most eloquent preacher in America. Jesus isn't telling you here that you're going to be healed of your illnesses. These promises are not about problems with your health or getting a job or getting some recognition. This promise is about the source of every blessing, of every scrap of energy to walk the road that leads to God, and that comes by the Holy Spirit. Ask that God will help you. And that was the next point I wanted to make, Chris.
Well, praise God. And you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to our final break now so I don't have to interrupt you mid-sentence. And so we're going to that final break. It's going to be much shorter than the last two. If you have a question, send it in as soon as you can because we are running out of time. ChrisArnzen@gmail.com is the email address. ChrisArnzen@gmail.com. As always, give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. We'll be right back with Jeff Thomas and Asking for the Holy Spirit right after these messages from our sponsors.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how he shall be worshipped and how he shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus. Reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, baptism, and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nestle Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is sponsored by Harvey Cedars, a year-round Bible conference and retreat center nestled on the Jersey Shore. Harvey Cedars offers a wide range of accommodations to suit groups up to 400. For generations, Christians have enjoyed gathering and growing at Harvey Cedars. Each year, thousands of high school and college students come and learn more about God's Word. An additional 9,000 come annually to Harvey Cedars as families, couples, singles, men, women, pastors, seniors, and missionaries. 90 miles from New York City, 70 miles from Philly, and 95 miles from Wilmington, and easily accessible, scores of notable Christian groups frequently plan conferences at Harvey Cedars, like the Navigators, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, Campus Crusade, and the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals. Find Harvey Cedars on Facebook or at hcbible.org. hcbible.org. Call 609-494-5689. 609-494-5689. Harvey Cedars, where Christ finds people and changes lives.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, Professor of Apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I have been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Brandon Scalf of Cruciform Bible Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chris Hatton of Grace Chapel in Sanford, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Jack Wilkie, minister of the Forney Church of Christ in Forney, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Mike Wachowski of Westminster Chapel in Ball Ground, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Cooley of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston, Massachusetts, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Brock Evans from Wading River Baptist Church in Wading River, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tom Lasser of Crestview Baptist Church in Big Spring, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB and tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasser wishing you all the richest blessings of our Sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's L-E-E-S, drugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
Welcome back. This is Chris Arnzen, and if you just tuned us in, we have had the privilege of nearly 2 hours to interview once again Jeff Thomas. This is the second day in a row he has been here on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio addressing the glorious theme of the Holy Spirit. And today specifically, we have been addressing asking for the Holy Spirit. If you have a question, please send it in now because we're rapidly running out of time. ChrisArnzen@gmail.com. ChrisArnzen@gmail.com. We do have an anonymous listener who says, I find much more commonality with my Reformed brethren, even those that are cessationist, than I do with my Charismatic and Pentecostal brothers and sisters. But it has always troubled me that I have never seen a clear scripture verse that says that the gift of tongues and healing are no longer for the church today, and in fact, any time after the apostolic era. Can you please guide me into understanding how this is a biblical teaching that these things have ceased?
Yeah, okay. The apostles, chosen by Christ, 12 of them, a symbolic number, they had to be with Christ from his baptism, and they had to see him resurrected. They were given authority so that what they preached and what they wrote was the Word of God. It became the foundation, the Gospels they wrote, the letters they wrote, history of the Church, Book of Revelation, a revelation from God. And that became then the foundation of the Church. When you lay a foundation, you are satisfied with its strength. You don't lay another foundation or another foundation. You have the foundation. You build on that. We have had then the foundation, the apostolic foundation. And when the apostles died, all that they had to say to us was said and was captured in the scriptures, in the 27 books of the New Testament, like the prophets, with the 39 books of the Old Testament, that it was said, it was the Word of God, and there was a warning at the end in Revelation 22 about adding to what God had breathed. So we're cursed if we preach what isn't in that book, or if we're an angel from heaven and we give another word. The apostles then, the revelation that they gave, and there were a host of others. There were prophets who gave certain predictions, a man called Agabus, about judgment on Jerusalem and about the servant of the Lord being chained and arrested. Is there any servant of God who hasn't perished outside of Jerusalem, the Bible asks. So here we have a revelation from God, and alongside of it there were the gift of speaking in other languages, speaking of the great spread of the gospel worldwide. No longer now is it just in Jerusalem, but it goes out from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the world. There's a centrifugal force that's taken the gospel to Tierra del Fuego and Siberia and fills the world today, preaching that word, that apostolic word. There's no need of more words, but obedience and understanding and faithful testimony to the word we've got. It's sufficient. It is sufficient to save. It saved you. It saved me and millions like us. So that's the way I would approach then answering the question, where is there in Scripture an testimony that there were certain gifts that were exclusively tied to the apostolic circle, the apostles and their era, and they were foundational gifts, revelatory gifts. No more revelation is needed because Scripture is sufficient for every good work you'll ever be asked to do in your life.
Amen. Praise God. We have Arnie in Perry County, Pennsylvania, who asks, what do Reformed cessationist pastors and Christians mean when they say things like, I believe the Holy Spirit has guided me to preach this message today, or I believe the Holy Spirit has placed it upon my heart to mention this to you? If, indeed, there is no new revelation, what do those phrases mean?
I mean, we have a living relationship with God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. And we could just as well say, my loving Heavenly Father has helped me here. The Lord Jesus has been with me. I've been seeking His face and seeking His blessing. And I feel that this word then has come to me from God, and it's for you, and you here this day to hear this word, and that's what we are saying. We're not saying that it is infallible. There'll be mistakes in it. It'll be imperfect. I've never preached an infallible sermon. I've never prayed an infallible prayer, but I've been helped in my praying. I've been helped in my preaching by Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to bring words. Like I've been helped yesterday and again today in speaking of the Holy Spirit and asking for the Holy Spirit. I've been helped to speak to you. And that is the normal Christian life. He's not saying anything exceptional. When he doesn't say those words before he preaches, that or while he preaches, I feel I have a message from the Holy Spirit for you. And that's, we always feel that. If we are called by God to preach in our preparation, in our walk with God, in our ministries, then we can do nothing without Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There we are.
Amen. We have an anonymous listener who says, I have friends who will say things like, don't give me credit for the poem that I wrote because it was really the Holy Spirit that wrote it. I am not responsible, nor do I deserve credit at all. Or things like that, where there is what appears to be a false humility, where on the one hand, someone is trying to tell us not to give them credit, but on the other hand, they think so highly of this poem or this piece of music they have written that they believe it came from the very lips of God. How do we address things like that with our friends?
Oh, that is a very wise observation. I agree with you. I feel so restless. You're not like a guy who gets up and says, I don't want to talk about the seven books I've written. I I don't want to talk about the 24 years I pastored this church. And he's talking about it, and the person saying then, you know, it's not me. It's God and the Holy Spirit that wrote this poem or whatever it is. And they don't realize in their naivety that they're making extraordinary claims. Because, of course, the Holy Spirit has to help us in everything. But we do these things. And I've never done anything absolutely sinless in my life. Well, my best sermons, my best praying, I've got to say, I'm sorry, Lord, it wasn't as honoring to you. It wasn't as perfect as it deserved to be. Please forgive me. And that's the spirit. It's an ill-taught person who is saying those things to you, and you spotted it, and you've helped me in raising this question this afternoon.
Well, thank you, Anonymous. And what does... Oh, it's another Anonymous listener. What does the scripture that is referring to when we run out of words, we just have groanings mean? I have been told that this is what tongues is, but is that true?
No, it's not true. No, it's, he's not talking about us running out of words. We don't run out of words. We add to our words sighs and strong cryings and tears as Jesus did. We are like that. But all the time the Holy Spirit is interceding within us. Jesus above at the right hand of God, he's interceding. And then the Holy Spirit is interceding within us because he knows us. Because he knows where our weakness is, and he knows what blessings we have and that we need to fulfill the calling, and he's giving us strength, and he is saying, Father, oh Father, help this brother, help this sister at this time. That's part of the answer of asking for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit himself comes. Immediately, he comes, and he prays within us, strengthening us, groaning, saying, Lord, come now more upon this man and use this man more. That's really the context of this intercession of the Spirit within every Christian.
This is in Romans 8:26, by the way, for those of our listeners who are wondering what our anonymous listener was referring to. I might as well read it. The Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And right now, I want you to have 5 minutes or so of uninterrupted time where you can express yourself and summarize what you most want etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners before we leave this program today.
I want to say, ask for the Holy Spirit. That's what it tells us. We can sit for years moping that the church is in decline and that we're living in a day of small things. Is God the Holy Spirit, the third member of the Godhead, is he central to our thinking? Christ is saying to his disciples, what you men need now is the Spirit of God. Ask God to send God to you. What we Christians need and need more of and always need more of is the Spirit. We need his comfort, his courage, his morale-boosting ministry, his energizing. That's what we must have, his fruitfulness, his leading, his competence, his perseverance. We always need that. It's not enough to know that there are problems and we have wise friends and good books and inspirational speakers. We possess the great remedy for all our ills and infirmities in God's gift of the Holy Spirit. The teaching isn't at all that for the small things we can manage, we can get by ourselves, but for the great awakenings, we need Holy Spirit sent revival. We need the Holy Spirit for everything we do. Help me prepare this meal, our dear wives and mothers say, and spend my housekeeping money and decide what to do in the yard and call the children away in college. Are they doing okay? Heal the kids of their head lice. Help me with their questions about going to the movies. We need the Holy Spirit for every decision, great and small. We ask God for everything. Without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. We get nowhere by ourselves. So this is our loving Father who pities us, and he sends for our survival His grace, His Spirit. How marvelous is God's love! How willing to give grace to us. There are no mistakes. God makes no mistakes. With Him there are no moods. It's never inconvenient for God to get involved in our lives. When we're in the depths and we cry to Him from deep down here, He hears. He comes to our assistance. He commands the Spirit to go forth into the darkest, dirtiest, hottest, most unfriendly, most hostile, most remote places in the world to help us and work us. So let me just return to my two fundamental principles now. Firstly, to those of you who are Christians, you have to follow the Lord Jesus Christ as His disciples each day. To live that life, you need the Holy Spirit. And His graces, you go to Him. You seek His grace to live that life. And He promises if you seek Him, you'll find Him. To those of you who are not yet Christians, or still not Christians, you know better than I do who are and who are not believers in Jesus Christ. I'm saying to you, you've nothing to do with this promise. You say, is there nothing here for me? Ah, a great deal for you. The living God is seeking you. You wouldn't be hearing these words if He hadn't providentially worked into you listening to this radio broadcast today. God is seeking for you. Isn't that marvelous? At times you've almost given up on yourself, and your closest family and friends have been tempted to give up on you. God hasn't given up on you. You were the lost sheep. He abandoned all the safe sheep, and He set out searching for you, and He kept seeking you until He found you. And this is where He's found you today, hearing me say these words to you. And I'm saying to you, take Him. Take Jesus Christ in all the glory of His person and in the perfection of what He has done. Enter in at the narrow gate. So, two kinds of people are listening to this broadcast, and I close on two different directions. To those of you who are saved, I say, never stop seeking. Never stop asking for the Holy Spirit's help. To those of you who are not saved, I say, take Him. He is here. He is with you, where you are now. Take Him. And that's the biblical order. The Lord's people are to ask God for the Holy Spirit to help them day by day. And those who are not Christians are to take and receive His free salvation.
Amen. And we're out of time. And if anybody would like to investigate more about Alfred Place Baptist Church in Everest with Wales, where our guest's grandson is now pastoring, Go to alfredplacechurch.org.uk, alfredplacechurch.org.uk. Thank you so much, Jeffrey Thomas. Thank you, everybody who listened, and I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.
Amen.